Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, working the night shift at a psychiatric hospital is hard enough. You hardly need ghosts messing with the PA system and calling 911.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Welcome to the program. We'd love to hear your ghost stories. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or give us a call at 855-853-4802. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony. How's it going today?
Oh, technology's not my friend.
Technology is not happy with you
today. It's Monday, and it's just been a day all morning. I've had things not working left and right, and then dogs barking, and just distraction.
What's funny is I had one technology problem, and You like, boom, 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 you fix my problem like in a second.
Yeah.
Then, but you have all of yours, and I can't help you because I am no good at that shit.
Well, I can't even help myself on some of these where it's like things are just not functioning or working, and it's beyond me. But we continue on. We have things working right now, so let's knock on some cardboard wood.
That's all I have. It's not real.
Yeah, exactly. It's the fake death, you know, where it's like the compressed cardboard shit. Like, yeah, I literally have woven a hole through it with a little pen thing that I just kind of like scratch on over here. There's literally a hole through the desk all the way to.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. No kidding.
It's nice. It's real lovely. But anyway.
High end.
I know. It's super great. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Back to the conversation in just a second. Might I suggest, if you're looking for new glasses, contacts, or sunglasses, Warby Parker. I've been using these guys for 10 years now. I've been wearing their glasses. And I love them. They have some of the best designs, in my opinion, out there. They do them all in-house. Their collection has silhouettes, colors, fits, made for really any type of face. And the options for how you can pick them out, wonderful. You can go to one of their stores. There's over 250 across the U.S. and Canada. And get stylized by their friendly expert advisors. Or if you're like me and you'd rather just do it at home, they'll send them to you. Go to their website. You pick out the frames you like. Pick out those five. They send them to you. Pick out those ones you like. Send them back. And if you want to try more, they'll send you more. It's lovely. You can just kind of keep going until you got exactly what you want. In my experience, it's been like one trip. I found like actually several within the box they send that I like. You got to check them out. Warby Parker glasses, they start at $95. So it really is super affordable to get such a quality pair of glasses. It includes prescription lenses with anti-reflective, scratch-resistant coatings. Many Warby Parker locations offer comprehensive eye exams starting at just $85. And you add a pair and you save 15% when you purchase two or more prescription pairs and glasses or sunglasses. The offer is available both at home and in stores with free shipping and free 30-day returns. Can't tell you enough about these guys. Like I said, been using them for 10 years and there's a reason for that. Get started with Warby Parker's virtual try-on. You can try on glasses and sunglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style right from home right now. Or head over to warbyparker.com/ghost right now to take the home try-on quiz and pick five pairs of frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com/ghost, warbyparker.com/ghost. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first caller and take a listen to a ghost story. Hi.
it's Ruben again. I was listening to another one of your episodes right now, and the recent call about the Alzheimer's unit and the nurse there really got me thinking that, well, I've got a whole slew of things that have happened at the facility that I worked at for 5 years. I'm also a nurse, and I worked I used to work at times a night shift, so from 11 to 7:30 at a psych facility. It was a small hospital. We have had quite a few things happen there. Some I was there to witness, and others I had kind of heard about through the staff and also the surrounding circumstances. So I'll explain that in just a minute. I think one of the most interesting things that has happened at that facility, it used to be a hospital. So there were many patients there who I presume had died at that facility. It used to be like a standard medical hospital where they performed surgeries. It's an old building. And then it was later converted into a psychiatric facility, which it's been for now probably upwards of 25 years or so. One of the things that would happen, and I guess I'll start with this because to me it's the most freaky. We would get phone calls from the police, and they would say, hey, we're getting a 911 call from this line, and, you know, can you look into it? Is it one of your patients? Is there an emergency? It's a little girl, and she's saying she needs help. So we would get the information from the police. Okay, so it was this extension that was calling 911. That extension is part of one of the arts and crafts rooms that we have in the hospital that's only used during the daytime. There is no way that anybody could have gone into that room and dialed 911 at the times that the police were saying that it was happening. That she would identify herself as Satana. So I guess if you had to spell that, you know, S-A-T-A-N, like Satan, with an A. So Satana, and apparently is one of the ghosts at the hospital, and she's the one who's called 911 a few times. I also remember getting emails from the administration and management saying, can you please make sure that patients are not allowed in areas around the facility phones at night? Well, unbeknownst to them, you know, all the patients are asleep, and there are no patients going towards that area. It's a locked facility. There's no way staff would go there at night, so let alone a patient. You know, I wish that we had some of the recordings, or, you know, of the 911 calls. Maybe they're archived somewhere. I doubt there's any way to listen to them, but I would love to hear her phone call to the police. Couple other things that happened. This one time I was working there at night shift, and the PA system turned on at the hospital, and there was the voice of a little boy, and you couldn't quite make out what he was saying, but you could hear something. You could hear him talking. The PA turned on, which it would do from time to time, and it still does. It typically happens sometime after 10:30 or 11 at night, and goes on, you know, up until sometimes 3 or 4 in the morning. Sporadically, it doesn't happen every day, but it does happen pretty frequently. I would imagine, you know, at least once or twice, if not more, every month. So the PA turns on, which is weird because we don't use the PA after a certain time because the patients are asleep. So we generally, and it's loud, it could wake up somebody, so we don't use the PA. The PA would turn on from time to time, and there's one particular time it turned on, and there was the voice of a child. You couldn't, like I said, you couldn't make out what he sounded like, a boy. But maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe it was Satana. But it was mumbled. Then it turned off. okay, we just all kind of looked at each other and we're like, okay, well, that does happen from time to time, but that was kind of weird that we could actually hear a voice. Then it happened again. The first time, I think the duration of that was probably, I want to say, about 5 to 7 seconds, maybe. Second time, it turns on, and then there's a phone ringing through the PA system. So, and, you know, we have, of course, no idea where this is all coming from. It's actually impossible to turn on the PA and then make an outgoing phone call through the use of the PA itself. At the hospital, you pick up the phone, you dial two numbers, 77, and then you have access to the PA. Again, we don't use it at night, and once you hit 77, you lose a ringtone, a dial tone, and there's no way that you can make an outbound call. So we checked every phone in the facility, which didn't take that long because it's kind of a small hospital. No phone was ringing anywhere. We had no way to stop this. You know, here we are about to wrap up our shift. And this was when I was working a different shift, by the way. So this was close to 11 o'clock and I was getting out at 11:30. The outbound call just repeated over and over. It was just continuous, just a phone ringing. The sound of a phone ringing as if you were dialing out was playing through our PA system for hours. So we called the maintenance guy, the 24-hour maintenance guy for our hospital, and he came by and was very upset and had, you know, he was like, well, what are you guys doing? Who's playing the joke? You know, it's no time to be messing around. And we're like, with all due respect, we wouldn't be joking around to this extent, you know, to where we'd have to call you out here at this time. You know, that there's really nothing funny about that. So he was baffled. He was able to turn the volume down so it wasn't as loud, but he had no way of figuring out how to turn it off. So it continued until right before management came in the next day, and they typically started rolling in at about 7 a.m. because I came to work the next day, and I had asked the shift that was getting off. I was like, did you guys experience the phone call thing? They're like, we heard about it, but apparently it stopped on its own sometime right before 7 o'clock in the morning. So that's it for now. Those are the couple things that have happened there that really stuck out to me that I almost completely forgot about had I not been listening to your podcast. So anyhow, I will let it go from there, and I think I've got a couple other ones that I'd be willing to share. So you'll be hearing from me again pretty soon. All right, you guys take care. Bye.
I'm curious about Satana.
That's really strange, isn't it?
Hey.
Oh, you hey, it's know me. Satana.
I know Satana. We kind of had a thing back in the 80s. She took over Madonna, and that's where she is now. She's living in her body. So,
Satan, you're saying Madonna is possessed by a evil female devil?
That's exactly right. You know, it's a real shame. You know, I took her out. We had a lovely meal at Red Lobster. Keep in mind, it's the 80s, so they still had decent shrimp. And, you know, they were big, juicy. We had the scampi, and I even sprung for a couple appetizers. We did the clam strips, and back then, they also had oysters in the half shell. I wanted to kind of get the mood right, and you know, seduce her a little bit, because after all, I am Satan. And I gotta say, went back to my place, you know, we turned on the screams of children that were burning alive, and that really got us in the mood. And yeah, we had one big night together. But then she said she had other things to do, other places to go, other people to see, other lives to ruin. And I still do think about her, though. I do still think about Satana.
You can tell by his voice he still thinks about her.
Oh, my God. Satan.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that you had, you know, have you ever moved on?
No. I mean, she was the one, Satana. She really was. I still think about her every night before I go to bed.
My God. Wow. Yeah. It's that's a very, you know, sad story there. I don't know what else to say about Satana. But anyway, back to the call. What?
So do you think that Satana, so Madonna was being Satana in the psychiatric hospital? Do you think that was how it went?
Was she literally? I don't know. It's
was
a weird
it Madonna
name. Yeah.
Who was making the 911 calls?
You just don't know, you know?
You don't know.
It's, I don't know, it's,
You guys mind?
Go for it.
No, I can't forget the feeling of your face as you were leaving. My hellish abode.
Okay, well, here we go. Satan...
Satan is really a lot.
Some emotional
like
day.
He really, his emotions are on his very evil sleeves.
Yes.
You can feel it. You can hear it in his sad Satan voice.
You know, I got to say, I saw a movie over the weekend that a lot of people are freaking out about, but it was actually a really good movie. It was the one, Jack Black one, where the kid writes a letter to Santa, but he spelled it wrong and it goes to Satan. And then Satan comes and like grants the kid wishes, but he's a really fun Satan. He's like our Satan.
Yeah. Aww.
And I'm like, this is just like the character we put on the air. But anyway, it was a good movie. Despite it being Satan, but it actually is a good Christmas movie. It was really funny and it really wasn't out of bounds at all.
I like that he's like that Satan, you know, because yeah. Like, why wouldn't he have feelings? We all get to have our feelings.
Exactly. Oh, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.